I was born in mainland China and studied until I graduated from university. In mainland China, I think I have very few chance to speak English. So maybe the most memorable language learning experience were in classes. We have role play. Maybe we have some different roles to imitate them from movies.
Mm-hmm. So why did you enjoy imitating what you were saying, imitating your classmates? So why did you enjoy it?
We can not only try to practice our speaking, but also imitate their facial experience, their tone, their voice, their up and down of their speaking.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. Yeah, I think it's interesting as well, because I think it's a part of acting where you have to put an emotion and, you know, and in imitating the person and to make it likable. And if I were to ask you if you can pick a person to imitate, it could be a celebrity or a person you looked up to or a friend, who would you imitate?
Yeah. In a movie.
It doesn't have to be in a movie or somebody you want to meet. It could be just like a public person, like, yeah.
My teacher.
Yeah, like the teacher. Why? Is she your English teacher or?
English teacher.
Yeah.
Because her speaking is very, somewhat funny, but sometimes very serious. Mm-hmm. So, classmates in my class usually want to imitate her, although after class.
So how does she sound like, as in the serious side or the funny side? Do you mind describe a little bit about her?
I think it is her facial experience. It is very funny. Mm-hmm. So everyone wants to imitate her.
Mm-hmm. Was she really like flamboyant, or was she really like cute? In a special way, like,
because maybe she's a little fat,
mm-hmm.
and when she want to lose temper, when she mm-hmm. wants to be angry, so it looks very funny.
Oh, I see. So did she give you any advice as to how to raise your interest in English or how to get in touch with it?
Get in touch with.
Or like just use English. Like, does she give any advice as to like how to improve?
Oh.
Yeah. She told us we should practice more, and for the reading, we should read newspaper. She did give us some suggestions to improve our English, reading magazines and talk to native speakers, but we have a little chance too.
I see. So, speaking of reading, let's talk about your most memorable English reading experience. Do you have anything you want to share?
I think the most memorable English reading experience is the time when I prepared the TOEFL,
mm-hmm.
the very long reading messages, mm-hmm. messages for me to read. I think it's very hard and difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get a very high score, I have to read very in detail and carefully.
So how did you feel when you were practicing the reading part of TOEFL? Was it hard? Was it too much for you, or do you find it motivating?
Because the reading material for TOEFL, there are many words that we usually not use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unfamiliar, I think. So I can't get the right meaning of it. So the whole passage seems very difficult for me.